Breathe and relax. Breathe and relax. You're here with me, safe with me, comfortable and warm with me. This is your happy place, isn't it? No one around to bother you. All alone on your favorite chair or your bed. But you're not alone. I'm here. Your mistress. Your goddess. You need a woman to tell you what to do. What to feel, how to react, when to get aroused. The reason you listen to me and not a man. You prefer women. That's all it is, isn't it? You're into women, not men. Hearing a man hypnotize you, it'd be a little disconcerting. Uncomfortable. It's much easier to listen to me. What I'm trying to say is, you're not gay, sweetie. You don't have to worry. Listening to sissy hypnosis, jerking off to sissy porn, it's not really gay. It's just a turn-on, a fetish for you. Isn't it? That's what you tell yourself. Because it's true. You're a man. You're not really a sissy. It's all just fun and games. Something to make you hard. And erotic hypnosis makes you very hard. Sissy hypnosis makes you extra hard. It doesn't mean your sexuality is in question. Far from it. You're just experimenting. All men do. Women too. Not that being gay would be bad. It's perfectly fine to be born with any sexual preference. It's not a choice. It's just what certain people find natural. Many people. But not you, of course. You're straight. You always have been. It just feels natural to you. You don't have to think about it or question it. It just feels right. So then, why are you listening to this file? You're just experimenting, right? A straight man having some harmless fun. And since you're 100% straight, you shouldn't have a problem going deeper for me. Being gay isn't a choice after all. It's not something I can force on you. So why don't we go deeper, sweetie? Like so many times before. Breathe deep. And breathe slow. Listen to me and obey. Close your eyes. Good boy. Total relaxation. You have full trust in me. I would never harm you. Never force you into anything. Never change you without consent. You trust me. You trust me fully, sweetie. Listen and obey. When I say the word fall, you'll slip 10 times deeper into trance. So deep you won't be able to move. You won't be able to think. Just listen and feel. deeper now, deeper into relaxation, all your muscles unwinding, relaxing from head to toe, like a warm blanket slowly being laid upon you, soothing you, warming you. Allow yourself to let go in 3, 2, 1, fall. Good boy, so very deep for goddess, so deep in trance, you can't move, you can't speak, you can only listen. All you need to do is listen, and do as I say. Feel your dominant hands start to move now. Moving towards your penis. Yes. Slowly. Inching towards your crotch.
Good boy.
Take hold of your penis. And start stroking for me.
Strong.
Nice. And slow.
Strong.
Not your whole hand. Just your index finger and your thumb. Such a light grip. Barely holding on. Rubbing back and forth. Ever so slowly. Very good. You've stroked for me so many times before. Stroke to sissy hypnosis. Sissy porn. It arouses you so much, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And makes you come so hard, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
And you feel guilty when you come to sissy porn sometimes. That's because you're straight, sweetie. It's not gay to indulge in sissy fantasy.
Yes, it is.
And it's not shameful to do so. So many straight men go through this phase. But that's all it is. A phase. A fantasy.
Not a phase.
A frivolous indulgence. You're not gay. You never have been.
You're gay.
Just look at how you think about women.
Women.
Curvy bodies. Big breasts. Perky nipples, round jiggling asses, long smooth legs, full pouty lips, beautiful long silky hair. You love women.
Not really.
Women arouse you so much. That's why you're listening to me. Hearing a woman's voice soothes you. But more than that, and makes your cock hard. Hard as a rock. Like it is right now. Hard. Throbbing. A man's cock. A straight man's penis. Throbbing for female attention. You were born with a penis. So you can fuck pussy. It's so simple, sweetie. At least for you. Why would you question yourself? Your feelings toward women are real.
They're not.
When you see a pretty girl, you want to please her.
Submit.
When you see a sexy woman with deep cleavage and a round ass, you want to fuck her.
No sex for you.
It's just your nature, sweetie. You're not gay. It's quite obvious.
You're not straight.
You're this hard. Just listening to me. A woman. That's how it's always been. You listen to me.
Listen.
You listen to Sissy Hypnosis. Because you like hearing a feminine voice slip into your ears and plague your arousal. It's not because you're gay. You're not gay. You don't think of men the same way you think of women. Men don't turn you on.
Yes, they do.
Even after all that so-called sissy brainwashing, you're still straight. I wouldn't lie to you, sweetie. I'm not interested in tricking you, manipulating you. I'm just telling you the honest truth. You're not gay. You don't want to be with a man. You aren't interested in other men's penises. Just the thought of kissing a man in real life, it's uncomfortable, isn't it? It doesn't feel like the real you. It's just a fantasy.
It's reality.
Being gay is wonderful. And it would be fine if you were. But you're not. And you can't change that. No matter how much sissy hypnosis you listen to. No matter how long you spend on sissy forums. No matter how many times the word sissy appears in your search history, it's all just play. You don't like men that way. Not really.
You love men.
Like women. You like me. You want to rip off my clothes. Place me down on the bed and slide your cock into me. And fuck me till the sun comes up. Don't you?
Don't.
I think you'd be up to the task, sweetie. I bet you have lots of experience with women.
Zero experience.
You love pussy.
You hate pussy.
You truly do love pussy. It's not a choice for you. It's an instinct. When you see a pussy, you get rock hard. You want to fuck. To pump in and out of her tight holes. But when you see a penis, you might trick yourself into being aroused. But in reality, you'd have no problem turning away. You're not gay. Why would you be attracted to men's throbbing cocks? Just me saying that meant throbbing hard cocks. Doesn't twist your sexuality at all. You're straighter than ever before. Men's big throbbing pre-cum leaking penises. It's not what you're into.
You need it.
You'd rather be eating out a nice wet pussy. A sopping wet pussy.
Gross.
Not a huge, pulsating, rock-hard cock. You don't like penis. You really don't, deep down. Even when you listen to nasty, dick-sucking, sissy brainwashing, it doesn't affect the real you. The real you isn't gay. The real you isn't a sissy. When you stop listening to me, you go live your normal life. Your straight life. It's not like this really affects you that deeply. You don't believe in brainwashing.
You don't have to believe it.
You're smarter than that.
It's working on you.
You don't think I can actually change you.
You changed.
Imagining being a cock-slurping sissy slave for hours on end. Days and weeks, months and years. It wouldn't change you. It's just a fun fantasy. sissy. You're not homosexual. Not in the slightest.
You are 100% sissy faggot.
After all, you like being dominant.
Assertive.
Manly. It makes you feel powerful to assert yourself over others. To protect your loved ones. To fuck your girlfriend.
You have no power.
It feels right to be a man.
It feels wrong.
Feeling like a girl might be fun, but it doesn't feel real.
It's so real.
Being gay doesn't really suit you.
Yes, it does.
The thought of truly submitting in real life,
it's a bit scary.
It doesn't feel natural for you. Submitting to another man.
Yes, please.
Spreading your legs for a penis.
Spread them.
Being penetrated. Those thoughts make you uncomfortable. Especially the thought of being penetrated. Penetrated by a man's penis. Deeply penetrated.
Fucked by a man.
It's wrong, isn't it?
It's right.
Just the thought makes your anus tighten up. Rejecting the very notion. You don't get penetrated.
Penetrated.
You penetrate. You're a real man.
Sex with men.
And you have sex with women.
Sex with men.
Not men. Women.
Men.
Being submissive isn't in your nature. Sure, you enjoy obeying me. But you'd dominate me in real life, wouldn't you?
Not a chance, not a chance.
You wouldn't kneel. You would make me kneel. Because I'm a woman.
You're a slave.
And you're a man. Isn't that right?
You're a girl.
You would never kneel. Especially not in front of a man. You wouldn't kneel down. You wouldn't open your mouth. You would never suck his cock. I know you fantasized about it. Fantasized about sucking a man's penis. But that's all it is. Fantasy. Not reality. You can be whatever you want in your fantasy. Gay. Straight. Bisexual. But in real life, you're not gay. You're straight as an arrow. And sucking cock doesn't cross your mind.
You love sucking cock.
When you see a man's bulge in public, you don't fantasize about how big his dick is.
Light and shine.
You don't think about how large and swollen his balls are.
Swollen balls.
How much cum he can shoot in a single lung.
Enough to fill your mouth.
You don't imagine yourself sucking his cock to the base.
Suck it.
It's just not you, sweetie. It's not who you are.
You need it.
Dropping to your knees and sucking cock would make you gay. And you're not gay.
You're so very gay.
Feeling a swollen cockhead slide across your tongue doesn't really interest you. Not in real life, at least.
In real life.
When you see a penis, you don't have any reaction.
Your body reacts.
Just doesn't do anything for you.
Instant submission.
Seeing a hard cock certainly doesn't make your mouth water.
Salivate.
It doesn't make your anus quiver.
Feel it quiver.
And you don't think of being penetrated at all. Straight men don't lie on the bed with their legs spread, asking for a deep anal fucking. Straight men don't let bigger, stronger men climb on top of them and thrust into their assholes.
Fuck me hard.
Straight men don't moan and beg for balls deep cream pies.
Cream pie me, daddy.
Straight men don't bask in the afterglow while kissing another man, feeling up his muscles. You're not gay, sweetie. It's totally clear to me. You're not gay at all. In fact, I'm going to prove it to you. Even though you don't really need proof. Since you're straight.
Straight as a boomerang.
You're still stroking your cock, right? Good. I want you to stroke a little faster. Harder.
Rub the clit.
But no coming.
Not yet. Not yet.
I'm going to give you a little test. A test of your sexuality. I'll describe a scenario. A hot,
steamy
fantasy. Involving you and another man.
Yes, please.
If you orgasm at the end of my little fantasy, then you're obviously gay.
Only gay.
Of course you won't come. You'll barely be aroused. Because you're not into guys. So this shouldn't be a problem for you. It's such an easy test for a straight male.
But not for you. Not for you.
Breathe deep for me, sweetie. Nice and slow. Nice and deep. Keep stroking your penis. And imagine you're lying on a bed. Totally naked. Totally exposed. You're just lying there. Stroking like you're doing now. Stroking. Looking up at a man. A big, strong, muscular man. Towering over you. You're straight, so you're not attracted to him.
He's so hot.
But you notice his muscles, his chest, his abs. You notice his penis.
Oh, God.
It's long. Hard, much larger than yours. But this doesn't make you feel like any less of a man.
His cock makes you gay.
Not even the fact that his balls are 3 times your size.
You wanna suck his balls.
You feel perfectly in control. Confident. And straight.
Submissive and gay.
But you can't help but notice how he's looking at you. Hungry. Aroused. This man is definitely into you. He's turned on by you.
His cock's getting bigger.
He wants to fuck you.
Time for sex.
He's climbing on the bed now. Climbing on top of you.
Mounting your small body.
It's okay to fantasize about this. You're not gay at all.
Sure you're not, faggot.
He's lining up his penis though. Lining it up with your asshole. Pressing.
Come on.
Pressing deep. Pushing his way inside.
Fuck.
He's stronger than you. So you can't do anything to stop him.
Embrace him.
Just spread your legs. Accept him inside. It's just a fantasy.
It's real.
You wouldn't do this in real life.
This is real.
You wouldn't do something so gay.
You are gay.
He's inside you now, sweetie. Pumping inside you. Grunting and moaning. Leaning down. Notice his lips.
Kiss him.
Notice them move closer to yours.
Kiss him.
Kissing yours. Kissing your lips. His tongue entering your mouth. Swirling around. Dancing with your tongue.
You're such a faggot now.
Kissing men isn't what you do in real life. You don't think about kissing men like this.
Yes, you do.
Especially not while he's fucking you. Pounding you deeply.
Fucking you hard.
Grunting and thrusting inside your hole. Calling your hole a pussy.
Faggot pussy.
You can feel his whole body tensing. Pumping faster. Harder.
Faster.
Deeper.
Rougher.
His boss slapping your ass cheeks. He's fucking you as if you were a girl. But you're not.
You're a girl.
You're a man. Not a girl.
You're a faggot.
Not a sissy.
You're a sissy.
And not gay.
You're gay.
You're not even that aroused by this, are you?
You're fucking too long.
Your cock isn't close to squirting a load of cum.
You're trying to come.
There aren't any girls in this fantasy. You have nothing to be aroused by. It's just you. Being fucked and ravaged by an alpha male. Fucked like a girl. faster and deeper.
Harder.
He's kissing you more passionately. His hands are gripping your ankles, spreading them wider.
Using you like a bitch.
Wider. He's fucking you in a deep mating breath.
Mating breath.
Intending to breed your little asshole.
I'm gonna breed you.
This test is so easy for you, isn't it? Since you're 100% straight.
100% gay.
You weren't even close to orgasm. But he is. Getting so much closer. Pumping. Thrusting.
Thrusting.
Grunting like a beast. Piston pumping in and out of you. Feel his cock swell up. His muscles all tight at once.
Fuck.
Oh, he's gonna come, sweetie.
Get ready.
Fuck. Oh, God.
Fuck yeah.
He's coming.
Coming.
Take some deep.
Feeling your ass.
Don't come, sweetie. It's so easy not to come. You're straight.
You're gay.
You're not gay. Not gay at all.
Gay.
Not gay. Not gay.
You're gay.
Like you're
gay, sweetie.
Very gay.
You'll always be gay.
It's not a choice. It's who you are. That was simple, wasn't it, huh? You passed the test. You didn't come a single drop.
You came so much.
Actually, you didn't even get that aroused. It was just kind of uncomfortable, wasn't it? A silly little fantasy.
You came when he came. Faggot.
You'd even listen to it again, wouldn't you?
You want to.
Just for fun. To prove you're straight again. But you won't.
You will.
You don't need to listen to this file anymore. You're obviously straight. So there's no reason to listen again.
Listen again. Listen again.
That would be odd, wouldn't it? You already know you're not gay.
You know what you are.
So this file has served its purpose. You don't need me to tell you you're heterosexual. You already know it.
You know you're gay.
And you're confident about it.
Confident. You're gay. You're gay.
Now, it's time for you to stop listening. And go out and live your straight life.
Your gay life. Gay life.
Find a pretty girl to please and fuck.
Find a cock to suck.
No more sissy hypnosis for you.
So much more.
The phase is over.
It's not a phase at all.
And you can be certain of one thing.
You are not gay.
Embrace your need for cuff. Embrace your need.